The days of the Marlboro Man are long gone.
This is Marlboro Country.
But if it's out with the old, it's in with the new. Electronic cigarettes, or e-cigarettes, are today's nicotine alternatives to their tobacco ancestors. Electronic cigarettes don't contain tobacco. Most of them deliver nicotine by turning liquid to gas. A user inhales that gas, then exhales a white cloud.
It's not smoke, it's vapor. So
with e-cigarettes, it's called vaping, not smoking. But there's still a connection between the two because electronic cigarettes are drawing a market of traditional smokers. Oswaldo Rodriguez is one of them. He spends more than $35 a week and smokes a pack a day. Now he's giving an electronic cigarette a try. They are reusable, but the upfront cost for electronic cigarettes is anywhere between $30 and $80.
It's nothing compared to the good things that will happen to myself and my life. I think it's more than 100.
Whether there are long-term health risks is unclear. TJ Harrington heads the Tobacco Prevention Network of Florida.
What are the effects? Nobody really knows. And it's kind of like the Wild West out there.
Electronic cigarettes really are a new frontier of uncharted terrain. That's because very little is known about them. The FDA hasn't issued any major reports on their effects. It doesn't even regulate them. Campaigning cowboys advertising Marlboros were snuffed out in 1971. But e-cigarette commercials have not been federally regulated. That has some people pretty fired up. Harrington worries about children being bombarded with attractive images of vaping.
We've seen cigarette smoking rates drop. However, when you get a new product like this out, people think they're less harmful and not much is known about them, and there's a lot of confusion and misconceptions. You know, that's going to attract youth.
Youth. That's exactly where the money is for the makers of electronic cigarettes. About 2 million kids in the United States are vaping. The concern is that e-cigarettes will create a new generation of nicotine addicts. Even e-cigarette salesmen don't deny the potential risk.
These still contain nicotine, and yes, nicotine in itself is not as harmful as a lot of other substances. It's still a habit-forming product.
Michael Caballero sells e-cigarettes at a vapor bar in South Miami. Dozens of these trendy shops are popping up all over South Florida.
It's a product of a young generation, of the internet generation, that found a way to get people off of a harmful product.
Caballero won't sell products to minors. Still, it isn't illegal for children under 18 to purchase e-cigarettes. But Florida lawmakers aren't waiting for FDA reports or federal regulations. Senator Eleanor Sobel wants to keep teens from getting their hands on electronic cigarettes.
The first approach is to prevent our youth from using these e-cigarettes until we know more about their long-term effects.
Sobel and several other senators are working to put e-cigarettes on the same legal footing as traditional cigarettes. Their suggestions will be reviewed in the upcoming legislative session in March. I'm Chloe Herring in Miami.